If you guys go into your phone book, do you have anybody where you just have no idea what the number is? Don't know who it belongs to?
Like the name?
But the name?
Yeah.
Like I don't even recognize the name?
I have...
Is that what you're asking?
That is what I'm asking. I have a contact in my phone, Draven Boat.
Oh, yeah, no, it's right there. It says Draven Boat.
I don't know, like Raven with a D at the beginning, last name Boat. And I...
Draven Boat.
I have no idea who this is. I don't know that I've ever known a Draven. I've never known a Mr. or Mrs. Boat. If it is somebody where I put it in my phone, it's like, oh, it's Draven with the boat. I don't know that I've ever known any boat owners besides like...
Is it a company that fixes boats?
Maybe. I've never owned a boat and had a reason to put...
What does Draven mean? Do you think it's a name? Yeah. Or like, do you think it's like a type of... What if it's a type of boat? A dark raven boat.
Why would I put...
It flies sometimes too.
Why would
it's
it
an
have
all
a phone
black.
Number?
What do you mean, why would it have a phone number? This has clearly been Josh's dream to acquire the Draven boat. That's why he always wanted to live in Seattle around water. He wants to be able to fly this thing. Dude, that's probably it. You know what I just found when you were saying this? Because I started looking through my phone book. I've spelled my friend Bogdan's last name wrong. So I have two entries, and I don't know which way is the right way to spell his name yet. So I don't know which number to call. And I don't know. I'm in trouble.
Like, you got anything fun in yours, Mike?
I have a lot of numbers that I have no idea who they are.
Hit us with like one.
At least four now. These are... Mama Baracko? I'm pretty sure...
That's got to be a restaurant.
Sure that was I'm pretty sure that was a pizza place.
Mama Baracko.
Who's Matt Morgan? Do you guys know him? I don't know him.
I also don't know Matt Morgan. Wait, are you still...
You would think.
No, I can't. Okay, so I also have this thing. This is, I guess, if anyone found my phone, they would know how to do this quick count. Of the, like, in the age of online dating, you know someone's first name. You don't really know their last name until you, like, ask them. So when they, like, text you, you only, like, save the first name. So if you, like, go through... my almost 6 years in Seattle of singlehood, there's so many like single named people and like I don't really remember some of them.
Oh, you don't know them?
Oh no. that's bad, right? That's mistreating people.
Well, sometimes you have two in there. You got a Mama Baracko in there.
I don't have Mama Baracko. See, like why would I just write Sarah? Who's Sarah? Like, there's other Sarahs in my phone book whose last name, like, they meant enough that I added the last name, but, like...
That's true.
I don't know who anybody. This person is. What's a 775 area code?
I have no idea. Yeah,
Can you look that up, Josh?
Yeah.
I've never heard that. I have someone just the name Will. I don't know a single... I don't think I've ever known someone
think
named
that,
Will.
What if that's your lawyer that deals with your last will and testament?
Maybe we should put Sarah and Will together.
Is he willing to move to Nevada because that's where 775 is?
Impossible.
Yeah.
Where's 858? Sorry. I can look it up too.
San Diego County.
This could be a nice little love story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little interstate love.
I mean, San Diego's not too far from Nevada, if it's southern Nevada.
No, they could definitely drive and meet halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the desert.
I guess that's true.
Where can the they temperature travel there? Is as hot as their love.
Oh, God, no.
They don't have hot love.
Can they travel there by Draven? Is that possible?
I mean, if you need water, there's not a lot of water in the desert.
This is that the story will come together. I'm sure of it. Okay. Well, we need a title, but we'll come up with that later too. It turns out we're only good at organizing half of our strangers' lives. This was a lot, man. Look, you can't expect three of us to come up with a full backstory for two people we forgot. If we knew that, then we would have been able to answer to the initial question.
It would be nice to have at least one clue.
I got nothing. Well, we know where they live, Mike. That's a Carmen Sandiego clue. So if I understand this correctly, we're supposed to go to their town and ask three strangers at three different neighborhood institutions if they've recognized this name and then piece down to where they go next.
It's a good thing that Sarah and William aren't super common names.
Yeah, we're fucked. We could just call them. No way.
Dude, I know.
So long, Sarah. I hardly knew ye.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Tappan Johnny, and me, Mike Bogart.
I was involved in something very embarrassing recently.
Okay.
So at Amazon, we're, you know, a little bit of a laptop nerd factory. Everyone carries their laptops around everywhere, bathroom included. And so,
oh, really?
Yep. And so actually, it's funny. One of my colleagues was telling me before she worked at Amazon, she worked at like the architecture company that outfitted the offices. And she's like, no one has ever asked for us to put laptop holders in the bathroom. Like, what the hell is with you guys? And so, and like in my head, I'm like, oh, how convenient. And so, like, I use it. Oh. You know, don't make that noise, Mike. You know, I'm trying to max efficiency. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I know it's wrong too. I'm sorry. So,
it's okay.
So, I was recently using the facilities, got out, washed my hands, picked up the laptop, and I got a tap on the back, and some guy goes, that's my laptop. And I'm like, oh no.
Did he wash his hands first?
He did.
Okay.
And so I was feeling pretty embarrassed, but then I thought maybe what's actually happened is maybe I'm currently involved in a embarrassing moment, pay it forward. So maybe now I will witness something embarrassing. Like, hang on, I wrote this down. This is my hope. So the instead of is going to be, instead of you being embarrassed and something happening to you, what's something that you wish you got to witness or will get to witness that is embarrassing? And in my case, I thought it would be particularly hilarious if this is what I wrote in my show notes, quote, like I'll see someone slip on a banana peel in the middle of a marble store on the moon, end quote. And I thought that would be hilarious. And then that person gets to see someone else embarrass themselves. So what do you want to see?
I want to see that thing that you always see in cartoons, but has never happened in real life, I don't think, where somebody's pants fall down and they're just wearing very loose-fitting boxer shorts with hearts all over them.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
It's a classic. Yeah, that's nice.
Do you have anyone that you would want to see that happen to?
Adam Driver.
I feel like somehow he'd be able to walk away from this.
Yeah, I don't want it to ruin him. Like, I'm not vindictive about this at all. I just, it's a little embarrassing. That's all.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny.
I think it would be fun to like be the subject of a mistaken identity case where like I'm just waiting at the airport for my plane and like someone runs up to me and they're like, oh, will you marry me? And then I'm like,
oh. That'd be
great.
And then
you say, yeah.
You would say yes?
I'd say, what's your name?
Who has come running towards you in this fantasy?
Gosh. It could be anyone, really. Of course. Alice Levine.
Wait, dude, but that's your actual dream girl.
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
No, dude, you want her to be in the situation where the first time she meets you, she's trying to meet the person she wants to marry?
Isn't that how all great love stories begin?
No, dude, that
mistaken
real guy will
identity?
Be like right behind you. He'll hear this.
Oh, he'll probably be there, yeah.
Shit. You'd lose her immediately.
I would immediately, yeah, that's true. No, it can't be her.
Let me give you a tip also. I do want to hear you change a little bit, but... Whenever you end up proposing, let me set the stage. You're not supposed to run at somebody and just yell a proposal in their direction without spending enough time with them in the moment to know for sure that you're proposing to the right person.
I have to disagree. Really? I have to disagree. Let's say somehow I find myself as the guy who's going to start the Daytona 500, right? And for some reason, the love of my life is participating as like the world's greatest driver in the Daytona 500. And she zips around and she asks me to marry her in that moment. Hell yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. Okay.
She came at me full speed. That's true. She ran over my heart all the way
really
to the altar.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
See, wouldn't you be impressed?
I would be impressed. I feel like that's the exception, not the rule. If you're proposing at an airport, it shouldn't be like running and having those shitty little wheels clanging all over because they never keep your suitcase as still as you want to. And then like running out of breath up to somebody and it's the wrong person.
Honestly,
I feel like I would have to say yes because like I have to save them this embarrassment. And they've just tried really, really, really hard to get to me.
Do you think they'd know you were someone? You?
I think they would I think they'd be like, oh, it's not him. But then they'd be like, okay, wait, just go. I'm just going to go along with this and save myself the embarrassment. We can talk about it later.
So what do? You act it up? Like you celebrate? You like pick her up and like swing her around?
I do. Yeah. I'm like, this is the best day of my life.
You know how you could make an airport proposal super smooth?
Hell.
You'd have to time this really well, but you tell somebody how much they mean to you, and you're at a baggage claim, let's say. And
the most romantic place there ever was.
But you time it so that when you finish your little speech and you actually get down on one knee, you don't have the ring box. You or somebody else planted that ring box earlier in the baggage claim, so it just rolls around and is right in front of the two of you right when you get down on one knee.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like the you or good. Someone else placed the ring.
I haven't figured out logistics yet.
Mike, I have this great idea for you. This one little thing, he's actually saying, maybe trust someone else with this part. He trusts you to make it to baggage claim to get the girl.
To be fair, how are you going to get a ring box on the little thing?
See,
from the
Josh party? Knows you so well. He's like, he's not going to be able to answer this question.
Yeah.
Who's embarrassed in that case?
She would have been.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm the woman who like is running after my dream person and I see that, I'm marrying Mike, aren't you? This is a happily ever after. Mike, Josh solved your problem.
Right. Like, it's no lose for me.
It would have been before this very idea. You were going to whip a stranger around an airport. Trying to dance the foxtrot and she's just trying to run away.
No, she should go be happy. A couple weeks ago, I had far too much coffee at work. And I decided to send a fan letter. I've sent two fan letters in my life. This was the second.
Who was the first?
And I sent it. The first was when I was like 12 or 13.
Jimmy Buffett?
Good guess.
Whoever made Animorphs?
Excellent guess, too.
K.A. Applegate or something?
Yeah, something like that. No, it was...
Raphael from the Ninja Turtles.
No, he wasn't a big Ninja Turtles guy.
Wow.
I wasn't. Hmm. It was the cover model for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Who was it?
I made my mom take me to the post office.
Oh, dude, wow. You did not care who knew that you were about to profess your love.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I really loved her. I can't remember. I have no idea.
Sarah, perhaps?
Anyway, I wrote fan letter 2 the other week. I wrote it to one, Mr. John Roderick.
Oh, Roderick on the line.
Yeah. I've just become a big fan of his over the last few months on his podcast, Omnibus. But I went a little over the top, and I don't think he's going to respond to me.
You went more over the top than the time that you sent a letter to a swimsuit model as a horny teenager?
I mean, this is, to me, this is worse when I read this back to my, I'm more embarrassed.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's hear it.
And now, wait, let me get quickly into the mindset of one John Roderick. Wow, I have fans. They took the time to write me. Let's see what this man from Chicago said.
I wrote him via the contact form on his website. I don't know if that was the best.
Really, you're killing the narrative. Fan from Chicago on my website has written me, and it says,
"Dear Mr. Roderick."
Pretty good so far.
"I'm writing you today in abject admiration."
Wow, damn.
Big words.
I know. Your turn so far on Omnibus has been, in a word, magnificent.
Holy smokes. But wait a minute. Did this kid just stutter while he was writing a letter? I'm kidding. That was a joke, not an anti-stuttering thing.
"Ken is great too, don't get me wrong. But I don't want to be Ken when I grow up. I want to be you."
Okay.
Oh, no.
Mike.
What?
Are you sure that this wasn't the letter that you wrote when you were like 13 or whatever?
No, dude. No, okay. He wants to be me, but he uses the word abject. How young is this little boy?
"What a delight it is to fire up a new Omnibus twice a week."
He's 73.
"I find myself continually impressed, amused, entertained, and most importantly, informed."
It is important to stay informed.
It is.
I feel like
Thank
I'm
you
your...
for what
wait,
you
wait,
do.
Wait, wait. I feel like before we get into that sentence, Jesus, I feel like I'm your literary Migos right now. I'm just repeating the last thing that you're saying.
It's going well. Yeah, keep doing it. "Thank you for what you do."
You do. Are you? sorry. Keep going.
"Are you in the market for a plucky mentee?"
What the fuck, Mike?
"Yours in audio, Mike Bogart."
Oh.
He didn't respond. He didn't.
Would
respond.
You?
Needless to say, no, of course not.
"Yours in audio?
That was so creepy and weird.
Why'd you do that? You're not like that person in the note."
I don't know.
Were you scared?
Wait, I coffee was made you do this?
I had so much coffee that day.
Oh, man, that's rough. That's a... Yeah. Do you want to just say something to clear the air if somehow one day John Roderick hears this?
I'm sorry. I swear I'm actually not that lame. I'm a little bit cooler than that. No, jeez. Wow. That didn't go well. I'm not any cooler than that at all. Anyway, what do you... My instead of is...
Oh, no. He didn't even finish the thing to John. He had an open forum.
Yeah, I know.
Did you take screenshots or is that like you remembering? Because the way that you wrote that, I think there's at least a 65% chance you ended that with "love, Mike Bogart."
No, it said "yours in audio."
I know. But I feel like that must be misremembering.
No. I took a screenshot. I wrote that. Okay. I actually wrote that.
All right.
I know.
What is the I.O.?
The I.O. is, who's your dream mentor?
Ooh.
Pretty positive turn at the end of all that, I'd say so. Would you?
Yeah.
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 Dream mentor.
Podcasting related or otherwise.
Or otherwise.
If he'd have me, I'd probably like restart my life and just like learn from Greg Popovich about like what it is to just be, not just like be a basketball fan or like a whatever. He just seems to have a a better understanding of shit. And I'd be like, yeah. And he strikes me as
that's a good one.
Yeah. Just like, I don't know. It seems like he was born to ment.
I think
I like that. Yeah.
For me, like, my life would go in a very different direction. But what do you think about Malcolm Gladwell?
That'd be fun. I like him.
I could see that for you.
Yeah. His stuff. I like him a lot. I don't know if I want to be him, but I think I could learn a lot from him and become a more well-rounded person.
You don't think you could pull off like the little curls?
I don't know.
You look ridiculous with curls.
You do know that being someone's mentor or mentee doesn't mean that you have to start dressing and looking alike, right?
Mike is talking to you right now. He's not talking to me.
What if it did? What if it did? That would be awesome.
Okay, Josh, we'll end this in the most pleasant way I can think of. In a 10-second speed round.
Yeah.
How do you pitch yourself to Malcolm Gladwell for him to be your mentor? And a 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, Malcolm. I really like everything that you've done, and I respect you a lot, and I think that I could learn from you. I would love if you wanted to kind of like talk and teach me some of what you know. Thanks, Josh.
That was 10 seconds. Mike!
Did you know that John Roderick was in the band Harvey Danger?
No, I did not know that.
No.
Are you taking Mike's mentor now? You're hungry for mentors, dude.
No, it's just it's some of what he did in the past. You don't even know this about him.
Mentors.
I didn't know
Bet
that.
You can't eat just one. What was their slogan for Mentos?
The Fresh Maker.
The Fresh Maker.
The Fresh Maker.
So Tappan, I'd like to call back to a previous episode.
Go ahead.
It is now. Today is March 18th,
you
2018.
Bet.
You are at risk of missing out on something that you stated that you wanted to do.
Oh, what is it?
You have approximately 1.5 weeks to get somebody pregnant if you're going to have a child this week.
Oh, shit, that's right. Well, first of all, I'm not going to have a child this week.
I know, this year. You said 2018.
The New Year's resolution was to have a kid by the end of the year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That was correct.
Many ways that you can get yourself a kid in today's world.
So I just wanted to have like a quick check.
Wait, stop, man. I can't put that out there and have that sentence be me.
Just sure. Lingering laughter. Yeah,
sure.
No, that was good.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to kind of check in on how that progress was going and see if maybe you needed any advice from Mike or I.
Sure. So status update is what you're asking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red, yellow, green.
Sure.
Those should be the colors on the pregnancy test. I'm going to say traditional method, pretty red right now. Not many prospects on the horizon. Entirely possible. Mm-hmm. It's because I don't even have the general decency to remember people whose names I put in my phone. But who knows? So let's just say...
You have a week.
Work in progress. A lot can happen in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody can have a good week. Some people are due for good weeks, God. Some people are due for good weeks, God. God damn it. Okay. So let's back burner that one. I'm not even going to ask for your guys' advice on that, mostly out of fear.
Fair enough, honestly. Good call.
Here's my other option, right? I could become a really great nanny.
Okay.
Hang on. Hear me out. Okay. To someone who is a single parent, romantic life there, maybe. Maybe some like old school Will Smith comedy. We go out. We hit it off. I push for an early marriage because I really want to make this resolution work. And we, Got myself a kid.
Damn. A whirlwind nanny-based romance.
Whirlwind nanny-based romance.
That's better than I expected.
No, it's not. What I said was just horrible. It was gross. It was disgusting.
I thought that you were going to say you would become a good nanny and then steal the kid.
What the hell? What kind of good nanny steals kids?
I thought there was
going to
be a kidnapping.
So I'm just saying, you did a little bit better than I expected. So kudos to you. Kiddos to you.
I just want one. Two is too many. That should be my reality show. All these people are going for the max amount of children. I'm going to go with two is too many. The Tef and Jenny show. Me and one kid. Two is too nanny, maybe?
Okay.
Two is too nanny.
Two no, actually, I don't like it when Mike says it. It ends up sounding a little bit dirty. I'm going to stick with two is too many. Tune in to Two is Too Many tonight and tomorrow.
On YouTube.
It's a YouTube show? God damn it.
It would have to be. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Who's going to put that on TV?
You couldn't command the audience.
I think I could. Is there not a parents channel?
Not for people like you.
I don't think so.
Whoa, man. Dark. To that I say, not yet. Listener question from
Woohoo.
From Carlos.
Oh, hey, Carlos.
Hey, Carlos.
Shouts out to my big man, Carlos. Check it out. He asks, all the way from Michigan. Loyal listener, by the way. Like, you know the kind, like, where we have, like, a handful of friends where they're super nice and they're like, you guys are so so wrong about everything you've talked about, and they like source their information because they're like thoughtful, smart people, and I just laugh and laugh.
You know, I think about that sometimes because we have people that reach out or like, oh, you were so wrong about this topic or this detail.
Yeah.
And we only have like a couple hundred people that listen week to week. Could you imagine being like a television show with tens of thousands of viewers?
I thought you were going to say, and we only have like a combined few years of education between us, which explains the high rate. I don't think as many people get this like fact check complaint rate that we do, just for the record.
You don't think? Okay. No. Okay.
So anyway, Carlos asks, since I work in the appliance business, I always check out people's appliances whenever I visit their house. Instead of appliances,
makes sense.
What odd thing do you check out when you visit someone's house for the first time? Isn't that a pro question?
That is a good question.
Attaboy, Silos.
Like their television and audio setup.
Their audio setup?
Oh. Yeah.
Explain.
I don't know if, because not many people have like a home theater system, but some people have like a sound bar. Some people do have the 5.1 if they are really invested. I don't know.
Mike, did you know that's the number of speakers?
5.1 speakers?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's like five speakers and one bass, right?
Yeah, so it's five. Boom. And then the 0.1 is not a tenth of a speaker, but it's basically you have five normal speakers and then a single subwoofer. So if you have like 5.2, that would be with two subwoofers. And now with Dolby Atmos, which is a very funny thing to talk about on the podcast that I'm sure people will love. Now they have like top speakers that like are aimed upwards.
What does that mean?
So they like bounce off the ceiling and sound like they're coming from above. So now you can have, yeah. So like the soundbar that I have is 5.1.2 because I have two upward facing.
Yeah, I see them. They look like totally invisible sound cannons. Yeah. So you enter someone's house and you're like, check it out.
Yeah.
Do you do it because you want to see if you can talk shop with them? I do that. So the reason I ask is I'll check out. It's like the most natural thing, easy to spy on people with is their shoe collection right as you walk in. Yeah. Right. So I know if I'm like amongst another like nerdy shoe person.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then by the time you enter their home, the whole vibe is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who you're dealing with.
You know who you're dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a little of that. I'm also just, I don't know, it's an interesting thing why people make choices of what to put in their home.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah.
Which is true of anything. It's not just, you know, the thing that I know a lot about. Like, I don't know, why did somebody pick that coffee table or that kind of silverware? Or
Actually, in the spirit of our comedy podcast, as you mentioned, we do have to throw in jokes from time to time. Mike has not seen your new setup, your new apartment, right?
No.
No idea what it looks like.
Not a clue.
All right, Mike. So one of, like, Josh has this one very long wall that runs from door to window. It's the whole length of his apartment. And it's painted in like this nice blue, I guess, like a little darker than sky blue.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah.
Guess what, buddy? You've won the decorating rights of what you want to do on this wall.
Yes.
So now, when people come into Josh's home, even if they're looking at the sound system or the appliances or the shoes, Mike, you have the opportunity to make the... Josh, are you okay with this? He's nodding with his eyes. So I'm going to take this as a yes. But
well, because I want to do something with this wall and I haven't quite decided what that's going to be. So maybe
whatever Mike says, whatever he suggests, you have to keep it up for at least 2 weeks. Would you agree to those terms? And it won't be like nails in your wall or anything.
It definitely won't be that.
I don't know that I can commit to that. I don't know. I don't want to spend money on decorating something I don't like.
Mike, can you make this low cost? If so, I can sponsor it.
I can make it super low cost.
What do you got? What's your idea?
I think that, well, I have so many ideas.
Okay.
My first idea...
His eyes are closed. He's like scared. You know when you see someone's like eyes trembling underneath their eyelids?
I'm worried about where you're going with this.
It's pretty trendy right now to have that lived-in look, you know?
This is like a brand new modern apartment, but go on.
So I think we go farmhouse chic.
Okay.
On this blue wall. And by farmhouse chic, I'm not exactly sure what I mean, but what I would like to do is I would like... I would like to screw a shelf onto one end.
Okay.
Yeah.
About like hand height, waist height.
Okay.
We're going to leave a little thing of paint and a little paintbrush on the shelf. And every time you walk by, you just grab the paintbrush. You give a little wherever you're going, just give a little flourish.
Oh,
on
dude.
The wall.
And you have a shelf on the end of the wall where you can redeposit
You put it back. Right. Opposite paint going the other way.
How about this?
Yeah. Everyone who comes over, leave a little mark on your home.
They leave a mark on your home. Did your guests feel very much like they are in your, like a part of your life? This is great, Mike. I can spend
everyone with you.
This is like $20 max.
I like living alone though.
Easy.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's actually, I'll set up the shelf and I'll do whatever. But Josh, don't you understand? If you're the only one in the apartment, you can do all the designs yourself.
I'm not a good artist, though.
Where's this lack of confidence coming from? You're about to have a whole wall in your house that's your art, and you're saying that you don't believe in yourself?
Beautiful, handmade, lived-in, farmhouse chic art.
Mike, what color should I put on the shelves?
We have a little bit darker than sky blue on the wall.
That's correct.
I think. What do you think?
Oh, what
I think maybe one like a nice yellow. A nice yellow.
Sure, like the sun.
He's a little bitter. He's going to draw like a beach scene onto like a Seattle apartment.
Okay, I feel like yellow didn't go over well. Now I'm scared I don't to think, say the other one.
No time like the present.
I don't know what that means.
That
I
means
think
say
he's
it
lost his
now.
Mind.
What color?
Okay, what color is glow in the dark when its lights are on?
It's still neon green.
Yeah, okay. Like a pale neon green. Yeah.
Yeah, we need that.
Because you want glow
we
in the dark.
We definitely need it to glow in the dark. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and then I'm going to add something, and then we should probably... How long has this been going? How long have we been decorating your apartment?
Pretty long.
I don't know. Hours.
This is too long. I don't want to do this. I thought when Mike said farmhouse chic, that he was going to put like... You know those roosters that are also clocks? Not like...
Yeah, I do, actually.
Not like the type of clock you're probably imagining. You know, the infamous type of clock, which name I can't think of. It's a cuckoo clock? It's
yes.
A cuckoo clock. Yeah, yeah.
A cuckoo clock.
I'm talking
clock.
About like a 2D on the wall rooster clock.
Yeah.
How about, yeah. What if we just throw that above your TV right here? You'll always know what time it is, right? 2 weeks of decorating.
So pissed off.
It's not, I'm pissed off not at your recommendations. I just don't like people wasting their time. And I feel like both of you are wasting your time in coming up with this shit right now because I'm not going to do any of it.
But you agreed. We have you on the record. You agreed on the record for 2 weeks.
I did not agree.
Mike, did he not agree?
I
thought he agreed.
Nope, I said that I don't want to put a lot of money into this, and then you said we'll get a low-cost solution, and then Mike just started going into it. I never said I would do it.
Wow, unbelievable. We never should have given him first edit rights.
We need to buy him a hook and put him on it.
So I need your advice on something, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
You came to the right place.
So.
Don't listen to the earlier part of this episode.
So, I get some random messages on PlayStation sometimes.
Dude, Mike.
Me too.
Listen to this. We were trying to play video games here earlier before this started, and Josh has like a zillion video games, you know, because he likes video games. But He also has like hundreds of friends.
Well, so I have a verified account on PlayStation. So I have like a little check mark next
to
my name.
I have like three.
Oh, wow.
And that means that I get messages from a lot of random people sometimes. I get like 800 invites a week to play fucking Fortnite from strangers.
Oh, my God.
So I got this message, and I don't know where to go from here. So there was an exchange.
I would fucking die if this was the exact copy that Mike used in his Roderick email. I think my life would conclude at this moment.
No. So this message, I'm not going to use their name. But they said, why is there a check on your name?
Some guy messaged you that. Clear blue sky.
Clear blue sky.
Wow.
And I said,
forward.
And I said, I have a verified account, period.
You replied.
I did reply.
Why?
Oh, that was nice of you.
I don't know. I like not to ignore people as much as I might want to. Anyway.
That's probably going to be my advice later, just so you know. But let's keep going with your story.
Okay. Their reply came approximately 11
hours
later.
They replied to that.
Yeah.
They didn't invite a reply.
Right.
Really.
Yeah. It's because I kind of said it so that it could be final. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know. Sorry to bother you, mate. Okay?
Okay.
That's the end of a conversation, Josh.
Yes, that is the end of a conversation. The next morning. Good morning, smiley face.
Jesus.
Uh-oh.
Where do I go from here?
Don't answer! Are you kidding? What the hell kind of question is this? This is the type of advice you need right now?
Well, I don't know if there's a different way that I should go, maybe. I'm asking if not answering is your advice, then I'll take it.
Where do you want to go with it? What options are in your head?
I would like to end this conversation.
You have already. Well, you have.
I did, and then they replied something
it's
that
It's not
didn't
a conversation
seem...
if the other person doesn't participate. It's a fucking monologue.
What if me not participating almost becomes a diary of sorts for this person where they develop their monologue skills because I'm giving them this outlet?
Why do you feel the need to have to do good to every person you interact with? Some people just want to know why the fuck you have a check mark on your name, Josh, not how can you help them.
Everybody's got problems.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, fine, Mike. Then you take this one.
I think this person needs a pen pal. Do you know anyone in Australia? I'm guessing. I'm guessing.
Why wouldn't
Australian.
Mike just? Or why wouldn't Josh just be the pen pal? Your advice is for Josh to be a pen pal referral service? Who the fuck
you can
have
set
this?
Them up.
This is more than I've cursed in this whole friends. Episode because this doesn't make it. Oh. wow, he just stopped me cold in my tracks. You should be a goddamn matchmaker. Match up your friends who you don't know with each other who they don't know.
There we go.
You know everything about all the games they like. You're the central clearinghouse for people who message strangers. Oh. Just set them up with each other.
Yeah.
Does that satisfy your insane needs?
I guess it does. While I'm on this, do you want to hear a very embarrassing thing that I did?
I very much do.
Yeah.
But first, I need you to restate out loud the solution on which we landed that made you most comfortable was to do what? Say it again and then tell me if it's not crazy.
Is to be a matchmaker for friends on PlayStation. It makes perfect sense.
I think this is a blog in the making.
What?
This sounds like a hit. I would read it every week.
Okay, go on.
So my embarrassing thing. So one thing that happens to me a lot is somebody will add me to a group chat.
Jesus.
And it, wow. Yeah, to the point where like I turned off notifications on messages.
What happened?
You are a celebrity.
You had a bigger audience. You could have saved like 7 people at once.
Yeah. So they just like add me to group chats, and sometimes they don't even say anything. They just like add me to a group, and then now there's a group of 70 people or something in this thing. And then by the time I read it, it's just like these 9 people have left. And then I leave too. But so
once I get the verification of 9 others, so, 9 out of 10 other gamers will leave, huh?
So
I guess that just leaves me.
So I had a lot of I had a lot of random friends, because back when I worked at Harmonix, people would add me and I didn't want to be like, no.
Yep, established.
Yeah. So but I found it hard to actually track the people that I want to actually track and that I'm actually friends with and that I want to play games with. So I noticed that PlayStation has this feature that allows you to create a group.
Oh.
So I figured, okay, nice. Let me create a group just for my friends.
Perfect. Can I tell you what that is for most people? The normal friends list. Yeah, it's called list the friends list.
I realized this.
What did you name this new list?
I don't think it lets you give it a name.
Are you lying to me? Did you name it friends? Tell me the truth, Josh.
No.
Friends of friends.
It doesn't let
friends
you.
Friends of friends.
It doesn't let you name it, and I'll tell you why. Because I added like 50 people to this group, and then I hit like create. And you know what PlayStation's shitty UI did?
What?
Opens a group chat with those 50 people. So now these 50 people just got a notification that Josh Harrison has added them to this group. And I was so mortified that I just left the group immediately.
You were the first one who left. I know you made it.
I know. But now these other 49 people are in a group without me.
You became what you hate.
Oh. Maybe you've spawned some like beautiful new community.
Yeah,
though.
Maybe this is just like Josh's big friend service. This is what you do. Just keep pooling off your friends into big pools, thus spitting out infinite amounts of strangers with varying degrees of connections to you, at which point you change your name to Kevin Bacon just to keep up with the times.
Perfect.
That's what you've achieved here.
What do we call my friend service?
Shit. I was gonna say this is terrible. We call it sticks degrees because
sticks.
Of
joysticks.
Yeah,
how's that terrible? That's great.
It's pretty good.
Sticks degrees. See, it's terrible.
That sounds like deodorant, because degree is a type of deodorant.
It does.
Stick.
It really, really does. It sounds like a VO group.
It could also be if you got your education in the forest. Or if you like a very particular band.
Mm-hmm.
We can probably end this segment before this. We're kind of trailing out.
Yeah.
Wait, that's it. That's the end. You're trailing out. That's the commencement at 6 degrees. 6 degrees. Damn it, I fucked it up.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, then leave us a review wherever you listened. We're on Spotify now, as well as Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find us on the web at instedof.fm and on Twitter at instedof.fm. Bye. You don't want to do that one that you told me to write down about what it would take for me to beat up a kid, do you?
What? Okay, so listen, we can. I think maybe we'll do both because I have to explain what Mike just said. But when Mike and I get together, especially in Chicago, sometimes I'll pitch him ideas on what he should be thinking about. And yes, that's often correlated with Mike having some sort of like real questionable thing thrown at him. But sure. In this particular case, Mike, I don't even... What was the impetus? Were we around any kids who were loud or anything?
No, we were just sitting on the couch.
Oh, God. That's the real me. I can't deny it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't... Let's not do that question. It's not something I agree with as an individual, but perhaps someday. But I do have something we can talk about.
Okay.
Okay. Mike, this is actually also something we talked about when we were together in Chicago.
Oh, sweet.
So you know this question, so I'll just ask it to Josh, but it's our post-credit, so we got to make it quick. Ready? Do you think if I said to you tomorrow, instead of your current job, you're the person in charge of spelling things out with a skyscraper in a skyline? Like you're in charge of making the building in Chicago read, "Go Bulls!" exclamation point, starting tomorrow. Do you think you could do it by the end of the day, and what would you spell out on your inaugural lighting?
I do think I could do it.
Really?
Yeah.
You could do it tomorrow.
It would take me all day to figure it out, but I could. Yeah.
Would you just enlist the help of anyone else?
No, what I would probably do is on my walk into work, I would take a picture on my phone so that I could see all the windows. And then I would pull up that picture in like Photoshop or something, and I would just like color in the windows that need to get colored in on the picture. And then I would just like over the course of the day, I would go through every single floor and just put like a sticky note on the windows that need to be lit. And then once people start going home for the day, I'll go like floor by floor and just turn on some lights. So it would be a very slow thing if you're walking by it like, you know, 5:40 when the sun is starting to go down, but it's still not like dark yet. You might see it say like hell instead of hello or whatever it ends up being.
What the hell? Spell hell, you have to do it hell. In an order that doesn't even work with you. You're going up and down, but you're going left or right to spell this out? Why wouldn't you spell it top down?
He's spelling letter by letter, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would go top down, but that's the thing. I'm going top down.
The part of the O starts showing up before it just says hell.
No, if I'm going from the top to the bottom, it would be H-E-L-L-O.
You're spelling it vertically?
Yeah, it's a skyscraper.
I thought you were spelling it horizontally on the skyscraper.
Oh, no.
So you're only writing hello?
Yeah.
Again, in that case, why not start with the O, I guess?
Because then, like, people would just see...
There's a moment in time in a major metropolitan America where one of their main skyscrapers would just read the word hell. You don't think that would make news?
Well, the other option is if I start from the bottom, it's like exclamation point O-L, and then it's just like, low, like one of those.
That's fine. People are okay with being low sometimes. You know what people are not okay with? Being in hell.
Well, maybe that would be my first and last day on the job.
Mike, would you put something on your tower?
I would. I'm trying to think. Have you guys ever seen one in the process of lighting up? I've only ever seen them already done.
I know. They're miracle
workers. Do they switch
on
all at once?
I think they turn them on in the daytime and then turn off the other ones.
And then they just are, yeah, so you can't see. I think I could do it in a day, but it would just be by brute force. Like Josh, like it would just be.
But what would you spell?
Put in so many steps. I would spell. What do I normally spell when I do graffiti? I'd probably just spell out Mike. That's what I write on everything. I just write Mike.
There it is. I was going to write butts.
Okay.
Butts. Yeah. Nice. Butts. I would write butts too.
Mike, you can't take butts.
Mike Butts. Butts.
Hello, Mike Butts.